Oh, it was frustrating to watch, let alone for the boys to play in it. We could never find second gear with the way it was, the officials probably dictated the way the game went today. It was very frustrating.
Is that what you wanted the week before the playoffs, or was there just to get through the game, was that the key for today?
Nah, look, we spoke all week about let's not get ahead of ourselves. We've got a game at Castleford to get through, game against Castleford to get through, and it was just frustrating. We couldn't find any rhythm. It was just that many stoppages and penalties, and as I said, it was very frustrating. But they came here and they signalled their intentions from the kickoff when they shifted one way and they shifted the other and offloads and throwing the ball out. And so it was a great test for our defence. I'm happy with that. You know, I only concede two tries against that sort of attack with Rangi Chase and Darren Clark, although he went off. Ori and Owen at fullback, they're a very good threatening side when they're told to go out there and play touch football.
So they played like that, and you only conceded two tries. Does that make you happy?
It does. It does, and we knew it would. We knew it'd be a good test in that respect. As I said, our attack, we couldn't get out of second gear. It just stopped, start stuttering afternoon, but we still came up with a few tries there, and it's pleasing. It's pleasing, and probably the most pleasing aspect is we haven't picked up any injuries that I'm aware of at the moment.
Is that our first time this season?
I think so. I hesitate to bloody answer.
One of the players who came back, Danny Tickle, 20 minutes he got at the end. Was that always the plan, just to have him the last 20?
Yeah. He just wanted to have a hit out before we played the semis. He's got a lot of confidence. He put a lot of demons to bed there just in that 20 minutes. He's right to go, so he'll play a lot more next week.
How big a boost is it to have him back?
Yeah, it's great. Look, the forward, the middle unit are doing a great job for us at the moment. They're rolling forward, really bringing Danny Houghton into the game, and to have maybe Tickle, Westerman, and Manu. There's some pretty handy back rowers there. So no, things are starting to work out okay.
You talk Danny Houghton doesn't score for 26 rounds, two in 2 weeks. What's going on there, Peter?
Yeah, well, the talk will be about me getting a hat-trick next week. That's what we'll be looking at. So,
all seriously, though, Peter, his game is improving week on week, and he seems to have found a kicking game these last few weeks that's really, really hurting teams defensively.
Well, he's had to, because we've been terrible all year, our kicking game, and he's still got a lot of improvement there as well. But what he does do, he works hard on his game, and I expect him to be a future top-shelf international. If he's playing for Wigan or Warrington, one of the top two sides, he'd be in the top England squad without a doubt. So that's our plan for next year, for him to force his way into that squad.
And then you talk about your spine of your team. You've got Seymour and you've got Jeremiah now, who are playing big minutes as well. Either they're taking some pressure off it. That must be a bit more consistent for your playmakers to be the same players week in.
Well, there's a bit of consistency and a bit of experience in our spine now with Richard Horne at the back, Aaron Jeremiah, Brett Seymour and Danny Houghton. As I said, the forwards are doing a good job for them, and the little fellas are playing off the back of them pretty well.
And then you've got Willie Manu, who's just Willie Manu.
Yeah. He said he was going to go out with a bang today. So he's got another game next week back here, so we'll get the same again from him.
Finished sixth in the league, Peter, across 27 rounds. How do you sum up the season?
Satisfying. It's been tough. I haven't spoken about the injuries or anything all season, or no excuses all the way through. It's been a tough year, but it's very satisfying to get a home semi, and that was a goal from a long way back. Our start to the season probably held us in good stead, that we were able to capitalise at this back end of the year and hold on to sixth.
And how do you approach the playoffs now next week, Peter? Do you start tomorrow, or a bit of relaxing time and build up to it?
We've got our presentation day tomorrow, and we need to enjoy. We don't probably enjoy enough the victories, and it has been a long season, and as I said, it's been satisfying. So we'll have our presentation tomorrow. The boys can have a couple of beers if they desire, and we'll knuckle down come Monday. We've got a good turnaround now, 8 days, so plenty of time to prepare.
And then it's just knockout football, Peter.
Certainly is.
And you've got a home semi, as you say, Huddersfield. They'll come here fired up, but it's a game that you think you can get over the top of.
Oh, I think I can get over any side. So it doesn't matter what I think. We've got to get it. We've got to action it. So we're a little bit scrappy in a few areas there today. So we've still got plenty to work on. And Huddersfield, obviously, they'll come with the same sort of mindset that they can beat us as we can beat them. So it'll be a tough game.
Do you think Hull FC can be the dark horses of the playoffs?
Yeah, I definitely think so. There's enough to I've seen enough this year that we can find a performance when we need one, and we're going to need it for the next month.
And you approach these next few games as a brand new competition, Peter?
Yeah, we sort of had a dry run this week with yeah, not getting ahead of ourselves. We didn't talk about Huddersfield at all. Everything was about Castleford, and it'll be the same next week. It'll be all about Huddersfield. We win that, and we see where it takes us. But it'll all be on Huddersfield at the moment.
And well done, Peter. A story in the Hull Daily Mail this morning that Benny Galea will be a Hull FC player this next season. Also, sources coming out of the Hull KR camp that say Benny Galea will be a Hull FC player next year. Can you comment on that, Peter?
Oh, look, I'm not in the habit of responding to rumours, and I'm here to talk about the game.
Would you like to see Benny Galea in a Hull FC shirt next year, Peter?
My silence.
I'm not going to get any answers, am I? I'll try one more question. Is he Benny Galea the sort of player who you think could add something to the squad at Hull FC?
Oh, look, there's plenty of players I think can add to our squad, but you don't always get them. So, I'm not going to talk anything about retention, player recruitment or anything like that.